In the hours before the scheduled oath of office ceremony, the lower house of the Mexican Congress was the scene of fistfights and shoving matches between members of the ruling National Action Party, or PAN, and members of the leftist Party of the Democratic Revolution, or PRD, who had announced their intention to block the entrance of the new president. Some political figures had raised the possibility of moving the ceremony to some other location to avoid conflict, but political analysts agreed that this would have been a sign of weakness on the part of the new leader that could have been exploited by his opponents. Calderón and outgoing President Vicente Fox arrived at the podium in the House of Deputies at the appointed hour, and Calderón recited the oath.
Protesto, guardar y hacer guardar la Constitución política de los Estados Unidos Mexicanos.
Immediately after the oath, President Fox passed the red, white, and green presidential sash to Mr. Calderón. There was a mixture of applause and boos from the Congress, but in the end, the House of Deputies Speaker called for everyone to sing the national anthem, and the scene returned to relative calm. Mexican legal experts issued varying opinions on what would have happened if the PRD had succeeded in preventing Mr. Calderón's entrance. The Constitution calls for the new president to take the oath before a joint session of Congress, but Mr. Calderón had already assumed de facto power in an unprecedented midnight ceremony at the presidential residence, known as Los Pinos, in a joint appearance with the outgoing president. There, Mr. Calderón swore in cabinet members who form his national security team and then delivered an address to the nation.
Estoy convencido de que hoy debemos poner punto final a nuestros desencuentros y a partir de ahí.
He acknowledged what he called the complexity of the political situation, but he said he and the opposition must put aside their differences for the good of the country. Earlier on Friday, the former presidential candidate of the PRD and other leftist parties, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, rallied supporters in an effort to impede Mr. Calderón's inauguration. He won the July 2nd presidential election by about half a percentage point ahead of López Obrador, who immediately called the process fraudulent. Although a review of the election by the Mexican Federal Election Tribunal found no evidence of fraud, López Obrador and his supporters have continued their protests, and he recently declared himself the legitimate president. But Friday's events made clear who holds real power in Mexico. Mr. Calderón has the support of the armed forces and the entire federal bureaucracy, plus all the privileges of the presidential office. Public opinion polls indicate that more than 85% of Mexicans accept Mr. Calderón as the legitimate president. Greg Plakas, VOA News, Mexico City.
望网易语网站, 欢迎您的光临, 请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com